In Minnesota, the state government shutdown is entering its second week, and there's no end in sight. The Democratic governor and Republican leaders remain sharply divided over how to balance the budget. In the meantime, state parks are among the many facilities that are closed, and that's during the peak season for camping, fishing, and swimming. NPR's David Shaper visited one.
I'm standing at the front gate of Minnesota's Afton State Park. It's about a half hour or so east of the state capital city of St. Paul, and it's just a beautiful summer afternoon. Sunny skies, temperatures in the 80s, a picture-perfect day to take a hike or a bike ride through this hilly natural treasure along the pristine St. Croix River, or maybe go fishing or camp overnight. But the gates here are locked. The park is closed.
It's really quiet.
23-year-old Kevin Schultz of nearby Maplewood, Minnesota, just finished a long hike through the nearly empty state park.
It's a weird feeling, yeah. There were a couple times where, you know, you're out there and I got to the back to the back edge where the St. Croix tributaries go past and kind of thought about it, the fact that, like, within miles there was probably nobody else.
But Schultz did see some signs of destruction to natural areas and some of the cabins in the unattended park.
There were a few spots off the main road where it looked like somebody had been having, like, fires and stuff like that. There was trash on some of the trails. They had a broken window that had been boarded up on plywood.
Washington County Sheriff Bill Hutton says on Monday his deputies arrested more than a dozen people. He says the group ransacked the state park's office and trashed a couple of cabins and trails.
This event would not have occurred if the state was in operation.
So add that and vandalism at several other shuttered state parks this past week to the soaring costs of this government shutdown. July is usually the busiest month here, and Minnesota state parks are losing $1 million a week in camping permits, trail fees, fishing licenses, and concession sales. And the closures are raising the ire of those who would be using the parks.
My name's Tracy Larson. I'm from Lake Minnetonka. I have a business that's not far from here, and with St. Croix being as beautiful as it is, we thought we'd come down today and try to catch some fish.
But
the state park is closed, and we don't know where the landing is from here or where we should go.
Standing next to his SUV with a trailer pulling his bass boat behind it, Larson says he'll likely be able to find another boat landing to launch from, but says the state parks have the best sites. As for the political gridlock that led to the shutdown,
I think it's a fiasco. I mean, we all have to keep our business in order. Our businesses run on budgets. It's just not very impressive. People have a certain amount of time to get this figured out. They should get it figured out without having to furlough the state employees and shut down the parks.
Donna Baisden of St. Paul had planned time off this week with her husband Don specifically to hike through several of Minnesota's beautiful state parks.
We are absolutely so lucky to have this in this state, which is why we're both outraged that this has happened and people can't camp here and they can't hike and they can't bike, and it just seems a waste, a total waste.
This will be the second consecutive summer weekend Minnesota state parks are closed. If there's a winner in the shutdown, it's the private campgrounds and lake resorts, who are getting a little boost in business as state campsites and cabins sit empty. David Shaper, NPR News in Afton, Minnesota.
This is NPR.